Should have won the game, created enough clear-cut opportunities. The longer the game went on, just the same as the weekend. The longer the game went on, we never looked like losing it. But yet again, just a lack of responsibility in the final third. Fantastic effort. And I'm sure for the certainly in the middle aspect of the second half, it looked like we were going to win the game. But we can't go out and score goals for them.
What was behind the improvement in the second half today?
It wasn't tough to improve on it. I don't know sometimes mentally what goes through people's heads when they start the game. You got a fantastic crowd on a fantastic night on an half-decent pitch where you can go out and go from the start, and it just doesn't happen.
With a stern word at half-time?
Yeah, fairly, but constructive. I'd have to say the reaction was excellent. And, you know, it was a 20-25 minute spell where there was obviously only looked like one team winning. But I said before, scoring goals is the hardest job in football. It wins games. And at the moment, we haven't got enough people who want to do that.
You saw, for example, Patrick Adjemang in today and that effort came off the post. I thought it had gone in. What goes through your mind when you're on this sort of drought and something like that happens?
Well, it pretty much sums it up for the time being. But, you know, I don't think we can say that we didn't create anything, because we did. We created loads of chances, but it's got to mean more. Again, I said it at the weekend. You know, I look and I think, you know, who really wants to be the one that scores a goal? Who wants to go and score the goal and you know, be the hero in front of the fans at home and score the winning goal? Not enough people for me.
Do you worry it plays on people's minds when you go a while without scoring?
It shouldn't do. It shouldn't do, because you're a professional footballer. So you dust yourself down and you do the best that you can. You're playing for a fantastic club in front of a fantastic crowd. If you start feeling sorry for yourself, then you're at the wrong place. We'll get somebody else in.
Let's look at the positives, though, and another clean sheet.
We talk about these clean sheets. I have to say, defensively, you know, I can't come away and say we defended brilliantly, because I don't think we really had a great deal of defending to do. You know, they had a couple of half-decent chances in the first half, mainly from outside the box. But the reason we're keeping clean sheets is because most of the time we're dominating games. You know, we dominated the majority of the second half. We dominated the majority of the second half on Saturday. So we're keeping clean sheets. Yes, we're defending better, but actually what we're doing is dominating aspects of games. So the team can't score against you when you're dominating the game.
Ben Chorley obviously going off at half-time. What was wrong with him?
Well, he got a kick on his Achilles a few weeks ago, which has been really sore. And, you know, we've talked before about him having to miss the odd session. And I don't know whether he's got another kick on it again today, but it was starting to get sore through half-time. And I wasn't, you know, I'd seen him not go up for a corner, and he hung back for a corner, and that worried me a little bit. So he was going to give it a go, and then he decided he didn't think it was right. And I think predominantly mainly based around the fact that looking forward, he didn't want to do any more further damage.
Just finally, do you come away from tonight the overriding emotion, frustration at not picking up all 3 points?
Yeah, because I thought we didn't have to win the game. You know, Patrick's shot chance that it's the post, Sonny's header, 6 yards out, should hit the target, it's the target, it goes in. So, yes, we should have won the game. Frustrating, but for the time being, we are what we are, and we're going to have to keep doing it. And I said we're going to have to keep scrambling those points and picking them up, and you know, hope that our luck will change. We'll keep working, we'll keep doing the right things, and you know, it will change eventually.